Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Ched Amud Bet. The Mishnah says, Shachta chutz lizmana, did the shechita with the machshava of chutz lizmana, v'chutz limkoma, or a machshava of chutz limkomo, kidesh halechem. In that case, the lechem becomes kadosh. Shachata v'nimtzei treifa. On the other hand, if he does a shechita, and then he finds that it's a treifa, lo kidesh halechem, then the lechem is not kadosh. The difference being that the treifa pre-exists the shechita. So there, the problem is in existence before you ever get to the shechita, and basically the shechita is not a shechita kshera. On the other hand, by chutz lizmana and chutz limkoma, the machshava is what ruins it, but the shechita itself, in essence, is taking place. And for that reason, kidei shalechem in those instances, whereas over here, lo kidei shalechem. Shachata v'nimtzeit balmum, so now he does shechita and finds it a balmum, Rabbi Eliezer omer kideish. Rabbi Eliezer says that works similar to chutz limkomo and chutz lizmano. Chamim yomim lo kidesh, that it doesn't work similar to treifa. We'll discuss why that is. Shachta shelo lishma, if he does the shechita shelo lishma, v'chein ele miluim, v'chein shnei kibtzei atzeret, shishachtan shelo lishman. And similarly, in a case where had you shechted the ele miluim shelo lishma, when they did the miluim, or the kibtzei atzeret on Shavuot, you do any of those lishman, lo kidesh alechem. Because if the korban is not brought, then the lechem is not going to be kadosh. And shelo lishman, even though the korban is kasher, it's not kasher for that korban in particular. And so therefore, it's not mikadesh the lechem. Gemara says, matznitan mani. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir. It has to be Rabbi Meir, because we're going to see now a machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to the nature of this machloket. Tanya, ze haklal. Koshe pisulo kodem shchita lo kidesh lechem. If the problem pre-exists the shechita, the lechem is not successfully made kadosh. Pisulo la'achar shechita, on the other hand, if the pisul comes after the shechita is done, kidei shalechem, then the lechem is successfully made kadosh. Shachta chutz lizmana b'chutz limkoma kidei shalechem. For exactly that reason, that the shechita is fine, it's the machshava along with the shechita that causes the problem here to forward, which is now it has a problem of machshavet chutz lizmana or chutz limkoma. But if you do shechita and it's found to be a treifa, there's no kiddush alechem. Because again, treifa pre-existed the problem. The treifa didn't come about after the shechita. It was there before the shechita. You only discovered it after the shechita. Because then you opened up the animal and realized that it was a treifa. Shechita v'nimtzei balat mum. You did shechita and it's found to be a mum. Rabbi Eliezer omer kidesh. That's successful. Rabbi Shua omer lo kidesh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So it's identical to our Mishnah, and that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Meir must be the author or the attribution of our Mishnah, because the way he structures this machloket in the Beraita is identical to our Mishnah. But we have an alternate view, which is Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Onechlugu Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua al sheshachta benimtzei treifa shelo kidesh. Everybody agrees that if you do shechita and you find it to be a treifa, it doesn't work. Again, pre-existing condition, there's no way the shechita is going to be helpful. And if you do it, the machshava of chutz lizmano, that clearly is successful. So the reason being, and Rashi over here up top, Miuchas Rashi notes, Hoil umikom makom ite lezevach bazara. Because when it comes to machshava of chutz lizmano, then the machshava is done when the animal is still in the azara. Aval, chutz limkomo, to lo havi azara, plige. On the other hand, with chutz limkomo, where it's not going to be in the azara, they argue. It's a little strange, because both of them are found in the Azara. It's only a machshava of chutz lizmano, a machshava of chutz limkomo. So what he must be trying to say is that the machshava of chutz lizmano still has the animal in the Azara in that improper machshava, versus the machshava of chutz limkomo, which has the placement of the animal outside of the Azara in that machshava. So that's a deficit. Although the simpler way to explain it, and the way Rashi and the Ketav Yad explains it is, pshita lan de kidesh, ho miratze le pigulo. This is something we've seen numerous times throughout the Masechtot of Zvachim and Menachot, that when it comes to pigul, pigul is something where everything else about the korban has to be okay. And there is a term of hartza'ah that is used by pigul, because it says lo yiratze. Lo yiratze the pigul, but everything else has to be miratze. So there's a certain amount of ritzui or successfulness with the korban when it comes to pigul, and you have this pigul problem that sits on top, but otherwise, the korban is a totally kasher korban. So So for that reason, everybody agrees when you have a machshava chutz lizmano, she kidesh. Ve'al ba'mum, she lo kidesh. And everybody agrees if it's a ba'mum, you're not to mikadesh, meaning that it is similar to treifa. A mum pre-exists the shechita. So again, if it's an external mum, then you knew about it beforehand. But here we're talking about an internal mum. You find it afterwards that pre-existed the shechita, and it's no different than a treifa. So for that reason, he believes that everyone agrees. Like by the treifa, the mum is a pre-existing problem, and the shechita is not successful. Ama nechluku. So then where is this machloket the Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? Al chutz limkomo. On a machshav al chutz limkomo. So Rabbi Eliezer omer kidesh. Rabbi Eliezer omer said successfully mekadesh lechem. Rabbi Yeshua omer lo kidesh. And Rabbi Yeshua says it doesn't work. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, I'll explain to you my position. Ho'il v'chutz lizmano pasul, v'chutz limkamo pasul. Just like chutz lizmano is pasul, so too chutz limkamo is pasul. Ma chutz lizmano kidesh, af chutz limkamo kidesh. Just like the chutz lizmano is successful despite its being pasul in mikadesh lechem, chutz limkamo, despite its being pasul, should be successful at being mikadesh lechem. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, oh, v'chutz limkamo pasul, u'ba'mum pasul, chutz limkamo is pusel, and so is a ba'mum. Ma ba'mum lo kidesh, af chutz limkamo lo kidesh. So too, chutz limkamo is not kadosh. So basically they're laying out their positions, which is, you have chutz limkamo, am I going to compare chutz limkamo to chutz lizmano? Am I going to compare chutz limkamo to ba'mum? Which is it more like? So amar lo, Rabbi Eliezer, ani dimitiu lo chutz lizmano, bata dimito le ba'mum. I thought it's more like chutz lizmano. You think it's more like ba'mum. Nireh lemi domeh. Let's figure out which one it's more like. Im domeh l'chutz lizmano, nedonenu m'chutz lizmano. If it's more similar or akin to chutz lizmano, we'll learn from that paradigm. Im domeh l'ba'mum, nedonenu m'ba'mum. And if it's more similar to a ba'mum, then we'll learn from ba'mum. Hitchel Rabbi Eliezer ledun. So Rabbi Eliezer opens up the argument in the following manner. Danim psul machshava. There's a heavy overlap between chutz lizmano and chutz limkamo because they're both psulim that deal with the thought of the kohen who's processing the korban, not to do with actual physical psulim in the animal. Versus ba'mum, which is a physical deformity in the animal. Rabbi Yeshua retorts and says, "Danim psul she'ein bo karet, mipsul she'ein bo karet." First of all, machshava chutz lizmano, pigul, results in karet. Chutz limkomo is a lav, but not karet. And similarly, ba'mum is a lav and not karet. So better to learn from a psul she'ein bo karet, meaning that you have chutz limkomo from a psul she'ein bo karet, from ba'mum, v'ayochia chutz lizmano, psul she'ein bo karet. So there's a difference that would make it impossible for you to learn from chutz lizmano to chutz limkomo. Even though technically chutz lizmano having karet should not be a disqualifying factor because it should be a kal v'chomer, which is that chutz lizmano, where you're chayav karet, it still is successful in being mikadesh lechem. Then chutz limkomo, that's only a lav, then certainly it should be successful in being mikadesh lechem. So the fact that it's chayav karet in and of itself is not a reason to disqualify the limud from coming from chutz lizmano. What you have to say is that it's something along the lines of the fact that the chiyuv karet is indicative of the fact that the pigul or chutz lizmano, makshev chutz lizmano, is actually a soul that involves hartza'ah. And since it involves hartza'ah, that's what distinguishes it from chutz limkomo, but that's also what gives it its shem karet. And that's evidenced by the fact that if there's any other psul in the korban, that it is pasul, and there is no chiyuv karet. So the chiyuv karet is noveya from the fact that it's miratzeh. And that's a unique aspect, and therefore you can't use that as a kal v'chomer. Va'ot, nidonenu mishalo lishmo, shepsul machshava ve'im bo karet. And here I have the trump card, which is, you agree when it's lo lishma, that's what we saw in the Mishnah, and nobody disagreed when you do lo lishma, that for sure it doesn't work, and it's not mikadesh lechem. So in that instance, you're dealing, first of all, the psul machshava, which is the way that you compared chutz limkamo to chutz lizmano, because of machshava. Here I have a case of machshava. But this case of machshava is even better. Ke'ein bo karet. It doesn't have karet associated with it. Korban is actually kasher. But lo alta le balim, because it's shelo lishmo. So here you have something that is ein bo karet, psum achshava, and it's not mikadesh lechem. B'shotok Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer was silenced. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua had the trump card here in the lo lishmo, which is that it has both characteristics of both psum achshava and ein bo karet, and yet it's not mikadesh lechem. And so too by chutz limkomo, it's a psum achshava she'ein bo karet. It should not be successful at being mikadesh the lechem. Rabbi Meir, Maishna, what's the difference? Shachta v'nimitzei treva, davi psulo kodem shchita. Now, understanding what Rabbi Yehuda says about the machloket between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, we understood from him that balmum and treva are exactly the same. Treva is a pre-existing condition. Balmum is a pre-existing condition. So there, everybody agrees that it's not kidesh et alechem. Yet Rabbi Meir distinguished between Treifa and Balmum. By Treifa, he says it's a pre-existing condition. By Balmum, he says machloket, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua. So, Maishna, Shachta, Minimtseit Balmum, to lo havi psulo kodem shchita. So how come, by the case of Balmum, he doesn't call it a pre-existing condition? My answer is, b'dokin shuba'ayin v'libad Rabbi Akiva. It's dokin shuba'ayin. Let's loosely translate that as cataract. Some problem in the lens of the eye. Rashi, in one place, speaks it about it being the eyelid or something like the eyelid, but mostly it seems to be it's a problem in the lens itself. Ve'aliba de Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva Shita damar imalu lo yerdu. That if it goes on the Mizbeach, they don't come down. So that means that there is a certain element of Kiddusha that's involved with them. The fact that they could end up on the Mizbeach and remain on the Mizbeach means even though they're disqualified, nevertheless, if they do end up on the Mizbeach, it has something to it that is still kasher, or something positive about it. Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Ki Amar, Rabbi Akiva, Imalulu Yerdu, Bipsula Dugufei, Aval Ikdushe Lechem, Lo Yitmar. And Rabbi Yeshua is going to disagree and say, even though yes, Balmum is something Imalulu Yerdu, but that's true, the Gabe, the Gufa Korban. The Korban itself is able to be put on the Mizbeach and remain there if it went up. But that doesn't have the capacity or the capability to be Mikadesh, the lechem. Now as to why Dokin Shiba'ayin should be different, over here you have the Miyuchas Rashi that says the Dokin Shiba'ayin, Davi Mum Over. It's a passing mum, Veinu Nikar, and it's not visible. Dolavi Psulo Kodim Shchita, El Achar Shchita. Therefore it's a psul that only happens after Shchita. Both because it's a passing or a temporary mum, and it's not visible. Seems to be strange, because the mum over is still something that is posel. A mum over is only kasher once the old mum over goes away. But as long as the mum over is there, it is problematic. So it's a little strange that he uses the terminology mum over, veinu nikar. Rashi in the Ktav Yad only brings the fact that it is hob ein mumo nikar. That it's mum is not nikar. He leaves out the issue of mum over. Ba'od, and this really seems to be the core reason, the kasherim ba'ofot. Shein bain chisaron ever. The reason that it really works over here is because by ofot, there's no requirement of mum, and there's only a problem of mechusar ever. And so the dokin shiba'ayin is just an indication of those type of mumim, which are sheirim be'ofot, sulim be'behema. And that's really the reason Rabbi Akiva gives why imalu lo yerdu is because it works by a bird. See the fact that it works by a bird, that there are times where it's accepted. So yes, if you come and ask us, does this go on the Mizbeach? The answer is no. But if it ended up on the Mizbeach is collated. And since the Mizbeach is collated, it has some touch or some semblance of Kedusha to it. And then through that, it's able to be Mekadesh the Lechem. And again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he says that's only as far as the animal itself. You can say that Imalu lo Yerdu. For it to then imbue something else with Kedusha, it clearly does not have that power, even though it has the power to take care of itself if it ends up on the Mizbeach. So that's the reason why. Now, given that as the explanation, then it may not be limited to Dokin Shiba'ayin. As Tosafot says in other places in Shas, that Dokin Shiba'ayin is just an example of the type of mum that is kasher ba'ofot and pasul be'behema. But that would mean that any type of mum that had that similar trait to it, that would be true. Others suggest that it is uniquely associated with Dokin Shiba'ayin, and that might be what Miyuchas the Rashi was saying, that it's a mum over. It's not simply that it is a mum that's differentiated between animals and birds, but it's also something that comes and goes. And then it of itself makes it unique or different than other mumim. And one of those character traits is the fact that many times in the stress of death, kadokin shva'ayin is created at that point in time. And so therefore, it's no evidence of the fact that you see it now that it existed before the shechita. Itmar. So now we have a machloket amuraim that seems to parallel this machloket tanaim that we just discussed, which is chatat sheshachta chutz lizmana. So a chatat, we have a machshav chutz lizmano. Imalta lo tered. If it goes on the mizbech, doesn't come down. Chutzlim koma. On the other hand, when it comes to chutzlim komo, Rava amar tered, Rava amar lo tered. Rava says it comes down. Rava says it doesn't come down. Rava ki Rabbi Yoshua. Rava has a similar view to that of Rabbi Yoshua. Again, we were dealing with what do you compare chutzlim komo to in the previous braita. Rava is saying that chutzlim komo is not like chutzlizmano. Chutzlizmano does have a semblance of kedusha to it. It's able to be mekadesh the lechem. But chutzlim komo is more similar to a balat mum or shalolishmo, and both of those are not mekadesh the lechem. The rabba to Rabbi Eliezer. On the other hand, rabba holds like Rabbi Eliezer that chutzlim komo is more similar to chutzlizmano. And for that reason, chutzlim komo is successfully mekadesh the lechem. And rabba says the same thing, that chutzlim komo will also allow imala lo tered. If it ends up in the mizbech, you won't bring it back down. Now, just to note, the Baal Tosafot discuss over here something that seemed so clear to us until this point in time, which is suddenly undermined in this Gemara here, is that anywhere else we looked at these chutzlis mano and chutzlim kamo throughout Zvachim and Menachot, we always looked at them as a singular unit or parallel cases. Anytime the din was this way for chutzlis mano, it was that way for chutzlim kamo. Nobody asks, oh, let's differentiate between them. There are differences. They come basically a package of psul machshava. The only difference is, are you chayav karet, are you chayav elav? That was really the only difference between them. But otherwise, it says, v'chol duchta yalfinun chutzlim kamo michutzlis mano. Everywhere else in Shas, there seems to be a parallel between them. So he says, Rabbeinu Tam Garis. Rabbeinu Tam changed the girsa here in this machloket amoreim. V'garis kan todah v'lo garis chatat. He puts the word todah in here and not chatat. Now there are a lot of reasons to believe that that might be the case, because we're speaking about a todah. The whole sugya here is about a todah. It's not so far-fetched to say that their machloket is about a todah and not about a chatat. V'davka hacha b'todah lo yofinen chutzlim kamo mechutzlis mano. And this is the exception to the rule, where chutzlis mano and chutzlim kamo don't work the same way. Kevin delinyan kedushei lechem lo shayach lemelif ho v'lab gufei dezvichahu. Because by the lechem, you can't learn something because they are lab gufei dezvichahu. They are not the guf hazevach. Meaning that the reason that chutzlim kamo and chutzlis mano can work together is they're both about the korban. And since they're both about the korban, and they're both a psul machshava, we say that they're parallel. Whatever din applies to one applies to the other, and they're basically the same throughout. But over here, todah has a different din, which is, not only are we talking about the todah itself, we're speaking about the lechem, and their impact on the lechem. There is reason to differentiate between chutzlis mano and chutzlim komo. And that's why he says there's a machloket over here, because todah is an exceptional case. But then he goes on to say, not only about todah, he says, "Who adin kol kodshim kalim, the davka kodshei kodashim de lo bahanya zrika didu beimurim inyan miila." Because only kodshei kodashim, where the zrika psula doesn't allow the emurim to be released from miila, so over there you're going to say that the machshava of chutzim kamo and chutzim mano are going to work the same way. So therefore, yofin and chutzim kamo and chutzim mano avay kodshim kalim de bahanya zrika beimurim inyan miila. The zrika helps to engage them and make them into mi'ilah, because you have the opposite problem. By kodshei kodoshim, you're trying to release the mi'ilah, and that the zrika is not successful at. On the other hand, the kodshei kalim, it actually brings on the mi'ilah, because until now there was no mi'ilah, the emurim then have a problem mi'ilah, because once you have the zrika d'adam, the emurim belong to the mizbech, and they need to go on the mizbech. So that's why amrina, the zrika pigul mevi'a l'idei mi'ilah, mahanya nami linyan lo tered. For that reason, the zrikat pigul, which is successful at allowing the mi'ilah to happen, that we already learned earlier in the Masechta, because the pigul is ritsui, And that's what we discussed now, that the pigel is different than the chutz limkomo, because chutz lizmano has this aspect of ritzui, it triggers mi'ilah for kodshim kalim. Aval chutz limkomo, dulo mahani mi'ilah, lo. But by chutz limkomo, that doesn't work. So what Tosfot says, to have them argue about a chatat over here doesn't make so much sense. Because everywhere else we see that chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo are identical. So the first Rabbeinu Tam says, make the girsa todah. And then after that, Tosfot says, this is a din not only in todah, it's a din in kodshim kalim. By kodshim kalim, we do find differentiation between chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo. By kodshim kalim, chutz lizmano is successful at making the emurim into mi'ilah. Chutz limkomo is not successful. What do you see? There is no parallel. So within the world of kodshim kalim, there's a reason to ask, is there a difference? And that's what we have here. Chutz lizmano, imala lo tered. Aval chutz limkomo, maybe there's room to differentiate because it's not as successful as chutz lizmano. Within kodshim kodashim, where there's no differentiation, there's no reason to believe that there should be imalat lotere, there should be any distinction that's made here. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam offers that alternate girsa, and the Tosafot says, or claims that it's a broader issue between kodshim kalim and kodshei kodoshim. But obviously then chatat would be the wrong girsa over here, because speaking about kodshim kalim, todah being an example of kodshim kalim, rather than having it be a chatat. Alright, we're going to continue to read it the way that we have the girsa in our Gemara, just but be aware of the fact that Tosafot makes that distinction. So we assume that Rabba changed his mind and agreed with Rava, because in the Braita we saw that Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind and then had to agree with Rabbi Yoshua. It says, Vishatok Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was silenced. Once Rabbi Yeshua said, it's Shalom Lishmo, he had nothing to answer him. But, Be'ika Damre, even though Rabbi Lezer agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabba the Gabe Rava lo hadarbe. Rabba the Gabe Rava did not change his mind. Because over there he can say, let us learn from lo lishmo. Let's think about lo lishmo over there is a psalm achshava, she'ein bo karet, and it's not successful being mekadesh lechem. So too, chutz limkomo. Which is a psul, she'ein bo karet, should not be successful, psul makshava, she'ein bo karet, should not be successful in mekadesh lechem. Avahacha, idayanet, lay mishlo lishmo, imalta lo teret. The problem is over here, by a chatat, had you followed through with that logic, it wouldn't work over here. Because lo lishmo is imala lo teret. So you can't use lo lishmo as the trump card to win the argument, because lo lishmo actually works against you in this case, because lo lishmo would then say imala lo teret, and so therefore over here you also have to conclude imala lo teret, and that's why Rabba, despite the fact that Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind and agreed with Rabbi Yeshua, Rabba will remain in his position neged Rava, because Rabbi Yeshua's trump card doesn't work in our case of chatat imala lo teret. So now the Gemara finishes off, Shachta Shalo Lishma, which was the last line of our Mishnah, Amar Papa, Shobachtani Didan El Nazir, Deshkiach, Benakat El Miluim. It seems a little strange in the examples that the Tana brings of Shalo Lishma. The examples of Lolishma, Lokidesh, Shachta Shalo Lishma, V'chein Elu Miluim, V'chein Shnei Kivsei Atzeret, Sheshachtan Shalo Lishman, Lokidesh Alechem. So now we know from yesterday's daf that there are a number of korbanot that come with lechem. Kivsei Atzeret, the Todah, which are the main ones that we've spoken about. El Nazir, which we saw yesterday is paralleled with the Todah and has lechem that comes with it. And the last one was the Miluim, which came with lechem as well. So you have four korbanot that come with lechem. The Mishnah mentions three out of the four korbanot. It gives the example of a Todah, because that's the topic of the Mishnah. Then it says Kivsei Atzeret, and then it says Miluim. And Rav Papa is somewhat perplexed by the fact that he picks Miluim instead of El Nazir. El Nazir is more common. Now, what does that mean that it's Shchiach? Kuchas, the Rashi says over here, is that it's the Dorot versus Lesha'a. Miluim just happened once in history. On the other hand, it is a Lidorot. It's a halacha that's available all the time. So there is a view within the Ramban that the Miluim were not a one-time thing. The Miluim is any time you're going to consecrate or put things into service that you use the Miluim. So then it would actually make a lot of sense. Not say Shah versus the rope, but rather say Shkiach. The Miluim is few and far between. It happens very rarely. El Nazir is something that can happen anytime. Anybody takes a Neder Nizirut, they're going to end up with an El Nazir on the Mizbeach. So that's why it's Shkiach. Otherwise, the Gemara should have spelled it out, Sha'ah versus Dorot, instead of saying that it's Shchiyah. Which is that the Gemara answers, V'tana dinan, Iker milto nokot. Artana picked the Ikar. The simplest way to read this, and that's the way Miuchas the Rashi reads it, El Miluim Shebo Kichua Lechem Tchila. It's paradigmatic in nature. It was the first time we ever had a Korban that was Mekadesh Lechem. So he chose to pick the one that was paradigmatic in nature, which is the El Nazir, which is just a copy of the Todah, in a sense. It's a later manifestation of it. But then if you look in Rashi Ktav Yad, he actually says something interesting. He says, Miluim Karaveti Chala L'Chol HaKorbanot, which again, similar to what we saw in the Miuchas Rashi, but he adds another thing. B'Korban Yachid Hu. And it's also a Korban Yachid. B'Wadin El Nazir. So it's a Korban Yachid that is the first of the Korbanot Yachid that ever had Lechem. So that's why he got chosen over El Nazir. But then he brings, Lishna Achrina Miluim Korban Tzibur. The kid say, I said, Korban Tzibur. And that's the other possibility of what the answer is that it's paralleling the Kibtzei Atzeret. So if I have to choose between El Nazir and the Miluim, then I'm going to pick Miluim because it's a Korban Tzibur that's similar to the Kibtzei Atzeret and fits better into the Mishnah. And I'll know El Nazir also because I already know from Todah that the Korban HaYachid is this way. But Miluim I wanted to put together with Kibtzei Atzeret. The interesting thing to note from this is the clear correlation or connection between the Korbanot of the Miluim and the El Nazir. And the question is, what does that mean for Nazirut? If Miluim is Chinuch and is the beginning of a process, that would then seem to indicate that the El Nazir is not the end of a process, but the beginning of a process. And I heard from Rav Yo Binun that he wanted to suggest that we mistakenly view the completion of Nazirut as being that he did what he was supposed to do. And therefore, now when he downgrades from being kadosh to being chol, he has to bring a chatat, or we look on it less favorably because he was at a higher level of kedusha, and now he's leaving that higher level of kedusha. So Rabbi Elmanun wanted to suggest it was the opposite way around. That's the misunderstanding over here. The whole point of nizirut is not the nizirut itself, but rather forward-looking, how it impacts your life, how it changes how you're going to act after you were a nazir. And that's what the chatat is for, is to indicate that you don't need that nizirut to be kadosh. It's you have to understand that your life has to be kadosh, but that's how your regular mundane life has to be kadosh. Because it's paralleling the nazir, the el nazir, with the el miluim. The point of el miluim is that kohanim's prospects going forward, their kedushah and their chinuch, they're put into service for here to forward. It's not a completion of a process, it's the beginning of a process. And so too, the Nazir then would be a beginning of a process. The Korbanot that are brought at the end of his Nazirut, rather than an end of a process. That might be borne out well by this, that here the Gemara seems to, the way that Rashi and the Ktav Yad says, play between El Nazir and Miluim as if they're the same type of Korban. Next Mishnah, Nisachim Shekidshu B'Kli. So they, Nisachim that already were put into a Kli Sharet. B'Nimtza Zavech Pasul. After they're already put into Kli Sharet, they find that the Zevach is no good, the Korban that they were bringing. And the Nisachim come with a broader array of Korbanot. This is not just a Korban Todah. They come with many Korbanot. So now you pick any Korban that a Nesek comes with. And now all of a sudden you put the Nesek in the Kli Sharet, ready to do the Korban, and something goes wrong with the Korban. Im yesh Zevach acher, yakrivu imo. If you have something else there, you bring the Nisachim with that Korban. Vim lav, yipaslu bilina. If not, they'll become pasul, go overnight, meaning they will be left overnight, and therefore they will be pasul. Samar Ziri, Eina Nisachim Itkadshim, El B'Shechitat HaZevach. The Nisachim only become Kadosh with the Shechitat HaZevach. My Taima. What's the reason? Amakra, Zevach U'Nisachim. Zevach is the driving force for what makes it into a Nesach, what makes them into Nisachim. Tznan, HaNisachim She'Kidshu B'Kli, but didn't say Zevach Pasul. Our Mishnah, which is quoting against this view of Ziri, says, our Mishnah says, you put them in the Kli, and then they find the Zevach Pasul, Yesh Zevach Acher, Yikarvu Imo. If there's another Zevach, they'd be brought with them. Beim Lav, Yipaslu Bilina. If not, then they'll be left overnight, and they'll become Pasul Bilina. So now, there's a huge issue over here, because you have a Zevach now that failed. That means there's no Shechitat HaZevach. There's no Shechitat HaZevach. How do these ever become Kadosh, according to you, Ziri? So, my love, the Ipsil B'Shechita, so that the problem came up during Shechita. It says, well, Ditzel bezrika. The problem with the zeva came up not at shechita, came up during zrika. Come on. Well, now you're so much limiting the scope of who can say this, that is Karabi. Rabbi that we saw back on Daf Mem Zayin, that says, Amar shnei dvarim matirin malin ze belo ze. You have two items that are the matir, or two items that are the mekadesh. If you have one without the other, you get kadosh, veino kadosh. It has the ability to make it somewhat kadosh, not fully kadosh. So now, here the same thing. You have shechita and zrika, which is the zevach min process. This is what mekadesh the nisachim. You had a successful shechita, but a failing zrika. For that reason, you have now something where two matirim, shechita and zrika, are both contributors towards the kedushat nisachim, and one of them went well, one of them didn't go well. In that case, Rabbi said before in the Masechta, kadosh reino kadosh. That's exactly what we have here. The nesach comes on a certain amount of kedusha now, so that is pasul belina, but it's not so kadosh that you can't transfer it over to another zevach. So that would work then according to Rabbi, but it would also then allow us to have Zeiri's opinion remain intact. The zevach is the core element of what makes it kadosh, and even though our Mishnah seems to be suggesting otherwise, it's okay now because it's not at the moment of shechita the psul happened, rather at the moment of zrika. So now, afilu teima Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who is the Baal Plukta of Rabbi over there, even Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says that one without the other is garnished, doesn't mean anything. You have shechita without zrika, that's similar to saying you have nothing. So now here, hacha ma'eskina, and over here, even Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon can fit in, kugol shekibel daman bikos. They did the Kabbalat Adam into a kos, v'nishpach, and then it spilled. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon savala kavate da'avua. He holds like his father, damar, kol omed lizrok kizaruk dami. Anything that is ra'oi for zrika is as if it was already zaruk al mizbeach. Now, first of all, as the Miuchas Rashi points out over here, that has limited scope. Now, in terms of the difference between the Rashi that we find on the top of the Gemara and the Rashi Ktav Yad that we find below, the Rashi in the Ktav Yad is probably the real Rashi here on the Masechta Menachot, and we see that many times because Tosafot, when he's quoting Rashi, we don't find it in the Perush that's found around the Gemara here, we find it in the Rashi Ktav Yad. So that's likely why the Rashi Ktav Yad is here, is because that's the real Rashi. Then what's on top is either something that was miyuchas the Rashi, they thought it was Rashi, and therefore they put it there, but it seems to be it was either a Talmud or a peer, contemporary of Rashi, that wrote it, and it was put in the Gemara thinking it was Rashi's Perush, but they later discovered that it wasn't Rashi's Perush. So that's why these couple of prakim here, you have what's we call miyuchas the Rashi up top, which they thought was Rashi, and the Rashi Ktav Yad that really is Rashi in these prakim. So here, the miyuchas the Rashi says, it's successful enough to be mikadesh the nisachim, but is not successful enough to tell you that this zevach is kasher. When we say that the dam is kazaruk dami, it doesn't mean we look at it as, oh, you finished off this korban, now you can eat the korban, everything's fine with this korban. There's a limit to how much you can say kazaruk dami. If you don't get it on the mizbeach, you don't have a kosher korban, even if you look at it kazaruk dami. But we look at it kazaruk dami for other impacts that zrika would have, including the fact that it would be mikadesh the lechem. So that's the suggestion over here. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the shita avua, the shita of his father, Rabbi Shimon, who looks at certain things that when they are done, it's as if they are completely done. So then we'll consider it over here as if the dam ended up in the mizbeach, and therefore it's mikadesh the nisachim. So that's how it could be divrei hakol. And that would leave then Ziri's position intact. Now here there's a machloket rishonim as to what it means that the zevach is mekadesh the nisachim. Because when you put it into a kli sharet before that point in time, the kli sharet does have impact on the yayin. Over here, the Baalei HaTosafot mentioned their position that we saw earlier in the Masechta back on Daf Ted Vav, which is that there they argue on Rashi, and here again over here they argue on Rashi, and say that when you put it into the kli sharet, that makes it kadosh for everything. Meaning that it's kedushat haguf that you can have a psul of yotze. There's a problem of lina afterwards. All the impacts of something that's kadosh with kedushat haguf now happen when you put the yayin into the kli sharet. So then what does the zevach do? That's what it says, it does one thing. The only thing the zevach does is it locks it in to this zevach. Shechita, the Zevach says, these nisachim now belong to this korban. You cannot use them for some other korban. You can't use them for anything else. He says the shechita does that one thing. That's what it means, kedushat ha-shechita, is that it designates and forces this nisesach to be used with this korban. You can no longer separate between the two of them. On the other hand, Rashi, over here in the Ketav Yad, you can see this, and Rashi early in the Masechta says exactly the same thing, which is, Ein nisachim mitkashim, li pasel bilina ubiyotze. Psul yotze and psul lina only come about from the shechita de zevach. That means that Rashi believes that when it is in a kli sharet, that it does not get kedushat aguf. Kli sharet only gives it what we call kedushat damim. It does not give it kedushat aguf. Generally, we believe when you put it into kli sharet, it elevates it from kedushat damim to kedushat aguf. That's what we saw by the mincha. And the same problem by mincha arises early in the Masechta, and there Balei Tosafot and Rashi argue about this point. Tosafot says the kli sharet are successful at imbuing kedushah into the item. The only thing, the question is, how tightly correlated is it with the korban? The shechita locks it in. On the other hand, Rashi thinks that the shechita is essential for basic things like psul lina and psul yose because it generates the kedushat guf. So now the Gemara goes back and wants to discuss this braita. Amar, im yesh zevach acher, kavu imo. There's another zevach there, then you bring it with that other zevach. How can you now allocate this nesach to another korban? It was already associated, correlated with this korban. How do you move it on to another korban? If it was designated for this particular mincha, it is disqualified from being used by another korban or another mincha. So here you see that shemen, once it is designated for a particular mincha, cannot be transferred over to a different mincha. So why should it be that the yayin that's associated with the zevach can then be lifted off the zevach and used with another zevach? Amar Rabbi Yanai, leiv beitin matna alehem. That this is a condition of beitin. Beitin has a certain amount of authority over the budgetary expenditures of the mikdash, and the monies of the tzibur that are being allocated to purchase these items, they have a built-in condition there that if it fails to be used for this particular item, then the kedusha is not existent, and it can be transferred over to another korban. So that's leiv beitin matna alehem. Whether they have to articulate it in particular, or whether leiv beitin matna alehem is equivalent of anan sade, that we know that that's what beitin would want in this scenario, that's not clear over here. It might be that you don't need them to actually say this. It might be that we understand that that's what beitin wants, because beitin wants to get to maximize the value that it has out of the budget of the tzibur. And therefore, imut tzrucho, if they're necessary for the korban, fine. V'im lav, yeh lezevach acher. And if not, we will transfer this over to another zevach. I mean, that's the condition of any nesach that was brought. So Maris asks your question. Yochi, shemen nami. Why don't you say the same thing about the shemen? Just like the nesach can be lifted out of this korban and put into another korban, because that's t'nai beitin. If it's necessary for here, use it here. If it's not necessary for here, take it somewhere else. That's a condition of the purchase and the kedusha, that is of the monies used by the tzibur. Say the same thing by the shemen. It's a big difference. Shemen, gufa de minchalu. Shemen is a part and parcel of the mincha. So this is a key difference between nisachim and shemen. Nisachim are exogenous to the korban itself. They are something that comes along, they accompany the korban, but they aren't the korban itself. There, a beit din can make a t'nai that says, if it's not associated with this korban, not necessary for this korban, well, associated with another korban. If you buy a particular ingredient that's core to the korban itself, over there you can't make a t'nai that it's no longer part of this korban, it's going to go to another korban. It's essential ingredient to the korban that you're bringing. Shemen is part of the mincha, or the minchat nesachim even, that you're bringing. That shemen is part and parcel of the korban. If you have a psul in it, or you have something wrong, that's something wrong inherently with the korban, and you can't just transfer it and put it into another korban afterwards. Nisachim, which are separate from the korban, they have a correlation or connection to the korban, but they're still separate. So then when something goes wrong with the korban, you can lift them off this korban and put them onto another korban. Why don't we have the t'nai beitin not be that if you can't use it for this korban, we'll move it on to another korban by the nisachim. Let's make the t'nai beitin that if we need it for this korban, fine. If not, it'll become chulin. And then you can monetize it, and then you won't have the problem of lina, which is that if you don't get onto a korban, then you're going to have to leave it overnight, and it's going to be pasul. Well, and make it into chulin, you won't have any of these problems. Gzeira shema yomru motziin mikli sharet lechol. That's a gzeira. Maybe you'll say that something that already was kadosh b'kdushat haguf or kdushat kli sharet can now be redeemed or taken out lechol, which is not true. So hashanami gzeira shema yomru nisachim shifrisham l'shum zevach ze ksherin l'shum zevach acher. Because people might come to the mistaken conclusion that a nesach that's associated with this particular korban will be used for another korban. So now you're telling me the reason we don't allow to go out to chulin is because of this fear that people will mistakenly think that somebody placed in a klisheret to go to chulin. Hashnamik zera shem yom nisachim shifrisham l'zum zevach zeh ksherim l'shum zevach acher. Because then people might come to the mistaken conclusion that if you're mafrish zevachim for this zevach, you can move it on to another zevach. Now, the truth is that if you believe that Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen applies both to Korbanot HaTzibur and Korbanot HaYachid, then there's no reason for this gezeirah, because then anytime the nesachim are moved, Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen kicks in, and it's going to take care of the problem. So then why would you have any issue at all? If you believe that Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen only applies to Korbanot HaTzibur, not to Korbanot HaYachid, then you could have a problem. By Korbanot HaYachid, if people parallel the din of Korbanot HaTzibur, by Korbanot HaYachid, then you'll run yourself into a problem. So what you have to say is that the fear is not that they're going to do it in an instance where the Korban is pasul, they're going to do it in an instance where the Korban is kasher. There, Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen does not apply, is not invoked, and doesn't work. And in that case, you can't move the Nisachim over. So our fear is that people will do this not just in a case where it's a Zevach pasul, they're going to do it even in a Zevach kasher. So therefore, even if Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen plays the Korbanot HaTzibur and Korbanot HaYachid, still only in a case where the Zevach is pasul. If you have a Zevach kasher, then it does not work. And that's what we're afraid of people doing this. If you believe it only applies to Korbanot HaTzibur, then you can understand the fear of Korbanot HaYachid, people doing it even when the Zevach is pasul by Korbanot HaYachid, they would do this, but they don't have the Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen, so it doesn't work over there. So that's the nature of the Gzeira over here. So Gemara says, that's not a problem, because Hatani Patya ben Yehuda, Konyaya Zevach Zavuach Boto Shah. The only way you can transfer from this Zevach to another Zevach, if there's another Zevach that's shechted and ready to go at that time. So you have two Zevachim that were shechted, one had Nisachim associated with it, the other one did not have a Nesach associated with it. The one that had it associated with it went Pasul. So now when you move the Nesach over to the other one, it doesn't look like you're transferring it, it looks like that was the original intent. Because nobody knew which Korban the Nesach was associated with. And since both of them are shechted at the same time, they'll just assume that this nesach was associated with that korban from the outset. Aval ein zevach zavuach boto shah, mai. If there's nothing available right at that time that shechted, what would be the din? Nifsal b'lina. Then you leave it overnight, it becomes pasul b'lina. So Gemara says, adatani seifa. So then in the Mishnah, when the seifa says, im lav yifsalu b'lina, that if not, they should become pasul b'lina, liflo v'nit nebidida. You can make a finer distinction in the Mishnah. When is that true? Shaita zevach zavuach boto shah. That's when there's a zevach available at that moment. V'ein zevach zavuach boto shah. No, it won't work. Why are you saying that, oh, if you don't have another zevach, then leave it overnight, it becomes pasul. Why don't you make it a much finer distinction, which is, if you have a zevach right away that's there, then you can do it. If you don't have a zevach there, it doesn't work at all. Hachanami ka'amar. That's exactly what it's saying. V'med v'ein mamurim shah zevach zavuach boto shah. So that's exactly what it's saying. If you have a zevach that's available right away, then it works. If you don't have a zevach that's there right away, it's similar or equivalent to being psul lina. Even though it's not lina, it has the same status, meaning it becomes psul right away if there's nothing else available at that moment to put the nesach on. Does Rabbi Shimon really subscribe to this view of Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen? The reason we care about this is because of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. We just established that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in this case might agree that the Nesech is Nitkadesh by the Shechita when the Zrika goes Pasul because of his father's position with regards to Kolomed Lezrok Kizaruk Dami. So now if that's the case, then if he's holding like his father Rabbi Shimon, he needs to consistently hold like him. One part of that would be Kol Omed Lizrok Kizaruk Dami, but it would also have to be that Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen, because the whole way it's working over here is based on Lev Beit Din Matneh Lehen. That's what we just explained now. So that would mean that Rabbi Shimon has to subscribe to that concept. V'amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tmidim, Shlo Tzruchu L'Tzibur, Tmidim that are not necessary for the Tzibur. This is at the end of the budgetary year, they used to separate out, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, they used to have either 4, 6, 8, we discussed there were different numbers, of Tmidim always on call for when they brought the Korbanot on each day. So when they got to the end of the budgetary year, the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then they had all these extra Tmidim that they had in the pen that can't be used for this year because you're starting a new budget the next year. What do you do with those Korbanot? So they say, according to Rabbi Shimon, those Korbanot at Tmidim, Shlo Tzuchot Tzibur, the Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Ein Niftim Tmimim. You cannot redeem them while they are Tmimim. The Chachamim believe that you can do an exchange and then you'll basically decommission them from the previous year's budget and then repurchase them into the new year's budget and then you can use them in the new year. But the Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Ein Niftim Tmimim. Rabbi Shimon believes that there's no such thing as a Ptiyah while they are Tmimim. The Divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, Nivdim Tmimim, they can be done that way. So Mar says, Shani Otam. The reason Rabbi Shimon doesn't allow it over there is, Deitlei Tokanto Biri'iyah. Because there's another possibility. So the Chachamim say, Lei Beitin Matna. Lei Beitin is Matna on anything that the Tzibor doesn't need. It's as if they were not purchased by the monies of Kodesh. So even though you outlaid monies of Kodesh, and that should imbue them with a certain amount of Kedusha, the Lei Beit Din is that if it's needed for this Korban, you use it here. If it's needed for something else, we'll use it there. It's not designated for a particular Korban, and it's not designated even for this particular budgetary year. If it's needed, we'll use it. If it's not needed, you can redeem it, and you can move it over to whatever you need it for. Whether that means to the next budgetary year, that means to a Korban Musaf, something else that you need it for. Rabbi Shimon says, you can't do that. Late Beit Din doesn't work that way. You can't just move Korbanot willy-nilly. They are assigned to their purpose, and they remain in that purpose. So they extrapolate from that view of Rav Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon to the fact that here in this end of the year, when you have Tmimim, Rabbi Shimon's not going to let you redeem them because he doesn't believe there's a Late Beit Din Matan Alehem. Chachamim will believe there is a Late Beit Din Matan Alehem, say that you can just exchange them over to the new year. You'll repurchase them basically from the new year's budget, and then you'll imbue them with the Kedusha for the new year. That's what they're needed for, so they're decommissioned or released from the previous budgetary year, because that's the Lei Beit Din Matna Alehem. That's the way it works, the Lei Beit Din. That difference makes it that Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to this issue of Lei Beit Din. My answer is that's not true. He doesn't subscribe to it when there's another solution. Over here, there's another solution, which is you let them graze and get a mum. If they get a mum, Baal Mum can be redeemed. So there is a way to solve the problem. It might be a much longer solution to the problem, but there is a solution. Over here, in our case, there's no alternate solution here. You can't just let them go out and get ruined because then you can't redeem them, then they become Sulim de Gamre. So if that's the case, the best solution here is Leib Beit Din Matne Alehem. Here, Rabbi Shimon would agree that Leib Beit Din is Matne Alehem. All right, next Mishnah. Vlad Todah Utmurata. If you have a baby that is born to a Todah is a Shlamim, and Shlamim can come from a Zachar or a Nekeva. So there's a possibility that if it was a Nekeva, that it actually bore a child after it was already made into a Todah. Utmurata, if a person tried to exchange the Kedusha of this Todah to another animal, Harezu Kezu, then they're both Kedoshim, but the other one's called Tmura. Hefrish Todah Ba'abda, or in an instance where he was Mafrish a Todah, and it got lost. And then he was mafrish his second todah to replace the first one. Eina tuna lechem. None of these require lechem. So now, again, in a case where it's lost, it's a case where he found it in the end, and he has both of the todot that are there. In these cases, whether it's a vlada, tmurata, or avda, and then the original one is found, then in those instances, those three korbanot todah do not require lechem. Shinemar, because the pasuk says, V'ikriv al zevach ha-todah. On the zevach ha-todah. Ha-todah tuna lechem. Only a korban todah requires lechem. Lo vlada, v'lo chilufa, v'lo tmurata. Not its offspring, not its exchange, meaning that if it was lost and you exchanged and you used something else, v'lo tmurata. And not when you tried to do tmurah with it, tunim lechem. None of those require lechem. So the limud comes either from the fact that it says, V'ikriv al zevach ha-todah, instead of saying me'kriv aleha, because the todah is already mentioned prior to that, which is imal todah yakrivenu, or even the pasuk before was zot torat zevach hashlamim asher kriv lashem, and then it could have just said me'kriv aleha. So me'kriv al zevach hatodah, that extraneous language says only on the todah do you bring lechem, or it could be from the heyayidiyah, which is that here it says me'kriv al zevach hatodah. So only the todah requires lechem, but not any derivative of the todah requires lechem. Tanu Rabbanan, Mahu Omer, what is meant in the Pasuk when it says Toda Yakriv? So by the Korbana Toda, it says, Im al Toda Yakrivenu, V'kriv al Zevach HaToda. Why do you have the word Yakrivenu and V'kriv in the Pasuk? Seems to be that there's an extra Hakrava that is unnecessary there. Or the way that the Perushim over here explained it is that you could have said it in a much simpler form, which is, you don't need that opening line in the Pasuk. Could have just started the Pasuk from that latter piece, which is, what is im al toda yakrivenu, which seems to be extraneous. So that's the nature of the question of the Braita. Minayin, the mafrish todato, vavda. It was mafrish todah and it got lost. Vifrish acheret takta. And then he bred another one to replace it. Vinimseit arishona. And then they found the original one. Vareshtehem omdot. Both of them now are available to be a todah. Minayin shezeman shirtse yakriv. He can pick whichever one he wants to bring as the korban todah. That is his choice. The first one or the replacement. Velachma ima. And it gets the breads that go with the todah. Talmud Lomar Toda Yakriv. It says there, Imal Toda Yakriv. It really says Yakrivenu, but they're just saying the puzzle of Imal Toda Yakriv. Then if it is a Toda, you bring the Lechem. Yoko Shadei Shnia Tuna Lechem. You would think then the second one that you brought in as a replacement before you found the first one, that one would also require Lechem. Or if you chose to bring the second one and not bring the first one, and then the first one now is residual, you would think that that also needs Lechem. Talmud Lomar Yakrivenu. So there is the nun vav, the extra. I'm al toda yakrivenu. So over there, it's written in the singular, echad velo shnayim. Only one of the two requires lechem, not both of them. So the toda will have the lechem. The one that was the replacement for the toda, when it's in the end, you didn't bring as a toda, that one will not require lechem. Achar shemi ba katuv umiyet. The pasuk has an inclusionary and exclusionary part to it. The inclusionary part is the fact that you bring both of them as korbanei todah. The exclusionary part is that only one of them gets lechem. Minayin rabot vladot v'chalifot utmurot v'hakrava. How do I know that this same din applies to these other items? The chalifot probably shouldn't be here because that's the case that we're speaking about. How do I know that the vladot and tmurot also end up in this beach? Talmud Lomar imal todah. If it was associated with the todah, then it goes on the Mizbeach. Yocho yeitunot lechem. You would think they also require lechem. Tomer lomar v'ikriv al zevach ha-todah. That's only when it's a todah. Todah tuna lechem, velo vlada, velo chilufa, velo tmurata. Tunim lechem. Only a todah requires lechem, not its offspring, not its replacement, and not its exchange. None of those require lechem. Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu alachar kapara. That's only true if you already brought the korban to be mechaper or to discharge your obligation vis-a-vis the todah. Aval lifnei kapara, if it's before the kapara, tunim lechem. Then they do require lechem. So the only time that you're exempted from lechem is if the todah has already been brought. But if the todah is yet to be brought, then you have an obligation to bring lechem with these items as well. The Gemara tomorrow is going to discuss what exactly is this scenario. Because if it's the first one, then it becomes the todah. If it's the todah, then the second one is not a todah. So what does exactly mean, lifnei kapara, achar kapara? And where is that impactful in terms of the requirement for lechem or not having to bring lechem? And again, that will be the discussion in the Gemara tomorrow. I'm going to stop here by the two dots in the bottom of Ayin Tet Amud Bet.